Progressive.com.
And an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. West Virginia, I'm talking to you right now, is the most obese state. Colorado is the least. New Gallup poll has brought the two together, so check it out. Here are the listings of the top 11 most obese states. Number one, West Virginia at 33.5%. Mississippi at 33%. Kentucky, 32%. Come on, Kentucky. South Carolina, 30.3%. Louisiana, 30.3%. And Arkansas at 30.3%. Oklahoma, 29.8%. Alabama, 29.2%. South Dakota, Dakota is probably a better way to say that, 29.1%. Tennessee at 28.9%. And Ohio tops it off or bottoms it out at 28.9%. So these are the top 11 states with the highest obesity rates. So staggering. A lot of them are in the Southeast, which is pretty typical, actually. The South tends to be the last on the list in many ways to get with the program. So I have a real passion, heart from the South. Obviously, I was born and raised in the area. And so I've seen a lot of obesity growing up, a lot of people that really struggle with their weight, and where weight had become a major issue of why their bodies begin to break down and deteriorate. So we do that to ourselves, and that's the sad part, is that we really don't understand what healthy lifestyle choices are and what we can do to go to the next level and how we can change and what we can do to really see a difference in our lives. And we don't have to stay that way. Breaks my heart. Saw a good friend of mine today, and, you know, overweight. You know, probably got a 45-inch waist. I mean, he's going to head for a heart attack and head for diabetes and cholesterol. I mean, that is right around the corner for this guy. And it just breaks my heart. I mean, because I can't do that for him. I can't want to do that for him. And, you know, I see people like that every day that just, they need better lifestyle choices. They need someone to coach them. They need to understand that. And in these states where the obesity rates are so high, I feel like we have to go to the next level. Somebody has to, or we're not going to be able to sustain it. So the Gallup poll, they had the top 10 least obese states. Let's go to that for just a moment. One of my favorite states in the country, bar none, Colorado. You will see me out there a lot this year snowboarding. And I'm a huge, if you want to know what I love to do, three things actually. Love to snowboard, fly fish, and ride mountain bikes. A huge outdoors guy. So you want to find me when I'm not doing this, not with my family and that sort of thing. You can find me on the slopes, or you can find me hanging out in a river somewhere, or flying down a mountain. Colorado's number one as the least obese state. Hawaii is right behind them. By the way, Colorado is at 20%. Hawaii, 20.4%. Utah, 21.9%. Massachusetts coming back over to the East Coast, 22.5%. California, that's expected, 22.6%. New Mexico, 22.9%. Connecticut at 23.2%. Montana, 23.3%. Rhode Island at 23.5%. And Vermont, 23.9%. So, powerful if you think about it. A lot of the states are really on board. But if you think, and again, we were looking at these stats, and Colorado is the least obese state, but Coloradans can't take too much pride in the honor, they say. 1 in 5 Colorado residents are obese. 1 in 5. Unbelievable. So think about that for someone in West Virginia, how much it changes. So, again, as a whole, the country's still in a very bad place as far as obesity and being overweight. So what does that mean? It means that we have to have, number one, a sense of community to really be successful, because it's been proven that when you're left alone to try to reach these goals, it's very difficult because you're dealing with food addictions, you're dealing with poor behavior patterns, and that has to be broken. And a lot of times it takes extreme accountability to get you that to that next level, and that's where good friendships come into play, and that's where people that can really walk with you come into play. It's vital. My opinion, it's extremely important. So having a good structure, infrastructure of people that can walk with you is very important. So if you don't have that, not only do you need a good coach, do you need someone that can be a lifestyle expert to you to really help you make those changes, but, I mean, you have to really have a good sense of community. So finding these folks can really be helpful. And if you live in any of these states that are extremely obese, I hope that you will reach out for people that can really help you and get on a team or get on a program or get on a protocol for people to take you to that next level. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, sir. How you doing tonight?
Man, I am living well. Better than yesterday.
Well, fantastic. Fantastic. Listen, I've got a simple question. Several months ago, I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the shoulder. MRI indicated I was bone on bone. I've been trying to work through it, going to the gym, even swimming. And I had one bone spur at that time. And the pain is getting worse. I'm taking much too much ibuprofen at night to get to sleep. And I finally decided I need to do something about it. And I was wondering whether stem cell therapy is a viable alternative to surgery to try to reverse the situation.
Possible. Who have you talked to about it?
There's, I don't remember the name, but there's a an organization that supposedly people come in from all over the world, somewhere around the, I think it's Broomfield or Boulder area in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and they don't give you much information on the phone. Insurance won't cover it, but I don't want to waste the money if it's not going to really work. They take something out of your hip, I think some bone marrow, and inject it in your shoulder, and I don't know whether that's a viable alternative or a waste of time.
I don't think it's a waste of time at all. Definitely to consider and to look into. But have you gone the route of looking at nutritional deficiencies, like seeing your blood work, seeing if you have enough vitamin D, how your calcium and how your different levels are? Have you gone that route to have someone kind of look at that?
I had a piece of bad food in the book, too, so I don't know if they block, you know, just kind of negative each other out or not, but I haven't taken a blood test to see. I take it once in a while just to check my, the standard stuff for the heart and what have you, but I haven't taken the type of blood count you're talking about, vitamin D and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, I would do that. Let me tell you why. Just because with bone spurs, a lot of times, just to give an example, when you have excess calcium, most of us have enough calcium, especially guys. We get it in our diet for the most part. We don't have enough vitamin D. When you don't have enough vitamin D, you have excess calcium floating around. It's easy for the body to form these spurs and calcium deposits because it doesn't have anything to the primary pump to get it to utilize it for the body. Vitamin D is that primary pump and absorption rate. So that's why when you get a vitamin D check, if it's really low, you could have calcium issues. But if it's up in the upper end of the range, things tend to balance out pretty well. I would look into that first before you go down to the stem cell route. Not that the stem cell route is bad, but that you might want to see where your deficiencies lie first and then have a dietitian or someone that can kind of go through with you on an overall game plan. Take it in stages. I hope that helps. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, a study is now linking insomnia about $31 billion in workplace errors. So, you know, sleep is the most important thing. You go to your doctor and you have a multitude of health challenges, okay, and you lay them out, all your different symptoms. At the end of the day, I'll tell you the first thing that doctor, unless there's something more life-threatening, the first thing that doctor is going to do is make sure you're sleeping. So if you've got an issue with cortisol, your adrenals are completely fried, and you're not sleeping, and you're having to take medicine to go to sleep, or you're just, you know, even the medicine doesn't work, that doctor, first and foremost, is going to make sure you get good rest, because your body cannot function, and you can't go to the next level in your health and life unless you're getting proper sleep. So there's a new study that's saying now that if you're feeling sleepy on the job and you're having trouble focusing, it could cost you. In the nation as a whole, it says a new study estimates insomnia is responsible for 274,000 in workplace accidents and errors each year, adding up to about $31 billion in extra costs. So the research isn't conclusive, but it's possible, they say, that some factors other than sleepiness could be the cause. The findings also depend on the possibly hazy recollections of several thousand workers about things that happened to them over the past year. But still, the study does suggest a link between lack of sleep and problems in the workplace. The findings could encourage that workplaces have to pay more attention to the insomnia and screen employees for the condition, said lead author Victoria Shaley, who's a clinical psychologist and instructor at Harvard Medical School in Boston. Accidents and errors directly affect the corporate bottom line, she said. Sleepiness, of course, is a big enemy of focus. When you're tired, the powers of memory, coordination, and attention start to decline. In a new study, she said her colleagues tried to understand what this means at the workplace in 2008-2009. Researchers surveyed more than about 10,000 people in the United States. And, of course, they had health insurance and spoke English in this study, but they said the research has estimated about 20% of the participants suffered from insomnia for at least 12 months. As for mishaps, the researchers found that 5% of those who appeared to have insomnia said they caused accidents or made errors at work that cost at least $500. Researchers estimate that insomnia is linked to about 7% of all costly workplace accidents and errors. And they say it's unknown if the study participants who studied or who were studied suffered from sleeplessness had a worse memory in the workplace for those that didn't. I can tell you right now that if you're not getting enough sleep, it's affecting you. It's affecting your job, affecting your relationships. Sleep and rest is vital to the overall equation. If you're not getting enough, you're never going to be effective, truly effective, in all that you do. So making sure that you sleep and sleep well, getting plenty of rest, is going to be vital to your success and vital to those around you to make sure that you, you know, kind of go to the next level. I mean, you never, some people say, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep and that's all they get. It will catch up to them. No human being can just function on 4 hours of sleep and stay healthy. You can do it for periods of time, but not for long periods of time. Your body does need the rest. So depending on your activity level, even so, the body still needs the sleep to repair. That's why getting plenty of exercise every day is so vital, because you need a certain amount of sleep hours anyway. And so when you really get the lymphatic system pumping and you get the cardiovascular system going and you really get everything built up in the body, rest is so much more beneficial. It's so much more needed. It can be so much more useful. So, you know, consider that. If you're not a big person on sleep, or maybe you just kind of blow it off to the side, maybe you're a workaholic and you say, I don't need it, you might want to think again, because you have to think long term. And what can you do to be successful in the long term? Well, it's important to be able to get your rest, to be able to get your sleep, so you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Of course, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or you want me to answer in private, I'll be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
My body gets sore and it has to run completely through my body. It's really weird. It happens like every 3 months.
You're having a lot of body pains. It happens every 3 months. You want to look at your diet, first of all. That's a big key, because if you're putting the, foods in the body that create a lot of inflammation, that's going to create just a generalized ache and pain all over the body. So cutting out your cow's milk, dairy for a short period of time, cutting out wheat products that contain gluten in them, your breads, your pastas, cereals, crackers, those kind of things, cutting those out of your diet, first and foremost, you'll be able to see if you have any kind of sensitivity first. So that's key. Now, there's other products you can use. Of course, I'm a big fan of fish oil, like cod liver oil, at a fairly moderate dose. And then, of course, you can look into some of the joint formulas, which some of them are really good. There's a great company called Amino Active, and they've got a strong product made from a protein amino acid source, completely natural, that rivals a lot of the pain medications out there. Just check them out at aminoactive.com. Pretty incredible. Product has been getting rave reviews. We get calls all the time from people that have been taking it and just doing tremendously successful on it. So it's a great product. You should definitely check it out. Aminoactive.com is the one to check out. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, body aches and pains typically come down to the diet. They come down to the mental status of the person, and not meaning if you're crazy or not, but just if there's a lot of mental, emotional stress, you're carrying a lot just from work or from kids or both, and you seem like that life is just really getting kind of tough. Well, the aches and the pains tend to be the body's ways of showing you that you've been suppressing a lot of the emotions and suppressing the feelings, so it has to come out somewhere. And when it comes out somewhere, usually it shows itself in a very physical way, and that becomes a little bit of a challenge for a lot of people. So you might want to keep that in your back pocket. The body aches and pains, strong mental component, of course, nutritional component, and getting your body where it needs to be and balanced in every area of life is going to be most beneficial. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online. Check us out there, getwellradio.com. And, of course, you can take those questions, send them to me in an email. I can make it part of the show or answer in private, whatever you prefer. But the big thing is knowing that lifestyle and lifestyle choices are what make up our health more than anything else. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to make some shifts and changes in your life so you can have better health? Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of 5 platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Do you have any stress in your life? No, not really, right? Everybody has stress at some level. You know, they did a study and they found out that 75 to 90% of all doctor visits, that's in the primary care setting, are related to the effects of stress. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons that stress happens and really what happens to the body from a physiological perspective, some of the breakdowns that happen, and then what we can do to support them. So within seconds of a stressful event, various chemicals called our neurotransmitters, which are brain chemicals, and hormones, especially cortisol, which is a stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands, are released into the bloodstream. So let's say that you're going down the street and the fight or flight mechanism kicks in because somebody slams on their brakes in front of you. Now all your briefcase and everything, or your purse, everything in it is now in the floorboard. You're hacked off, and here comes the stress hormone, right? They're kicking in a big way. Here's what happens. So these neurotransmitters and hormones are released into the bloodstream. They launch initial fight or flight stress adaptation response in which blood glucose rises, blood vessels constrict, and the heart races. The blood is diverted away from the digestive tract and into the more important areas so the body can get away if it has to. So these responses originate at the cellular level and within every key body system, including the neuroendocrine system and the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis, or the HPA axis. The immune system and the primary antioxidant enzyme system will second within minutes of the stressful event, possibly lasting for several hours, weeks, or longer, are specific biochemical pathways that are activated within these systems, disrupting the body's natural homeostasis, or homeostasis means balance, okay? The body has this natural rhythm on the inside. So if the body cannot restore equilibrium quickly, permanent damage can occur. And the end result is a vast spectrum of chronic disease. Let's talk about that. So here's some of the issues and what the imbalances are that happens. Number one is a cortisol hormone, which is a steroid hormone by the adrenal glands. The higher your cortisol, the more you age, the more you store body fat, and the more you destroy brain cells and other potentially needed cells. All right, and that's number one. Number two, neurotransmitters such as noradrenaline, dopamine, serotonin, acetylcholine, and GABA are affected in a negative way. And then, of course, number three, you got the hypothalamus regulation, which has to do with the pituitary and the adrenal glands. They get kind of messed up. Number four, your glucose levels change. You increase your blood sugar. You're going to store more body fat. Number five, you got primary antioxidant activity like superoxide dismutase and catalase begin to decline, which those are your big, big antioxidants for being anti-cancer fighters. Your immune activity will decrease. Amyloid, which is linked to 20 serious diseases, including Alzheimer's, will increase. Then number eight, you got inflammation, which is the COX enzyme inhibitor. Number nine, you got gastric ulcerations, which you can get ulcers, of course. Lipid peroxidation, liver enzymes can increase. Plasma creatine kinase, which is an enzyme activity causing issues within the kidneys. Adenosine triphosphate, ATP levels go down, which your storage of energy level then within the muscle tissue goes down. Cognition and memory function go down as well, and sexual response and function. I will tell you this, guys, because I get a lot of calls about this, a lot of ED, erectile dysfunction. Let's say you're like 50 years old, you're young, I like to say, or you're 45, and you've never had sexual issues. And let's say you're under a lot of stress, whatever it is, emotional stress, physical stress, life stress, just stuff happening, right? And you get into these stressful situations. If you don't have a sex drive and it comes out of the blue or it's built over time and you're a pretty young guy, you can take it to the bank. That's probably your neuroendocrine system is way stressed out. And that is probably one of the main reasons that you are dealing with what you're dealing with. I mean, the stress levels and cortisol levels can really challenge the body. And getting yourself into a place where you can manage that and handle that is critical. So really, really coming to a strong place where you can handle it from a nutritional supplement perspective, from an emotional perspective. I mean, there's so many variables to get your body healthy. That's so important for you. And figuring that out is critical. So you have to find out what works. I mean, there are certain supplements that can help, but it will shorten the actual telomeres, which can, of course, telomeres are part of our DNA. But the more you shorten the telomeres, the faster you age. And so coming up with a good system of supporting the body from a supplement and dietary perspective is critical. And there's some things that can help in the pathways of stress. Holy basil is really good. Bacopa is good. Cordyceps and ashwagandha always restore homeostasis and help inhibit stress damage. So controlled human studies have now shown that the stress defense provided by these potent adaptogens translates into experimental improvements in mental and physical health. But just remember, the effects of stress are pretty big. And getting your body to kind of adapt to that and giving the body the nutrients that it needs are critical. Keeping the neurochemicals stabilized and where they need to be. All of these are very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give us a call there. Or you can go online, getwellradio.com. If you go there, you can find out all the information you need. If you miss something on the show, nutritional supplements, whatever you need, they're all there at the website. Go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling because I have very severe restless leg syndrome. And I would like to know what vitamins I could get to help me.
Well, with restless leg, it's always a mineral situation. You want to go with plenty of fruits and vegetables. So if you're not eating a lot of those, increasing your servings of fruits and vegetables, especially a nice big serving of leafy greens, before you go to bed. That's a great idea. Or you can juice them or blend them into some kind of smoothie or shake and drink that before bed. That's a great way to go. But, you know, supplementation with magnesium, potassium, calcium, or a good multi-mineral, all of those are good options. And then goat's milk yogurt before you go to bed, highest absorbable form of calcium, or one of them rather, and that can help tremendously. And getting your vitamin D levels where they need to be. So if you haven't had a blood test for vitamin D, it's good to have that done. Your doctor can do that, monitor you about every 6 months, and you can make sure the levels are up where they need to be, because vitamin D is that wonder nutrient now that we know is just critical for our overall health. And so if you're not getting enough of it, it can be a challenge, and your immune system can plummet, and then that's not good for anyone. So you might want to check that out, okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Yes, Dr. Ace, I just want to ask you what strain of the flu does the flu shot, is it, you know, which one is it prescribed for? Which strain of the flu? Is this Asian, or what kind of flu is it this shot, you know, would help one?
You know, that's a really good question, because that's the golden question, I guess, or the silver bullet question. No one knows. They can try to nail the strands that they think are available or the ones that are most popular, but it only gets a few strands. It's not going to get all of them. And that's why taking the flu shot is a crapshoot. It really is. I mean, it's one of those deals where you can take it, get immunized, but yet still get the flu. It happens all the time. So, again, knowing which strand, it's part of what the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, what they do every year to try to locate and navigate what the different strands are going to be and what vaccines need to be put together for that. And once they can nail that, they do the best they can to be able to make sure from a population control perspective they kind of gather the right amount of strands that could affect the most people and then go for it that way. So that's typically how they do it. But yeah, I mean, it works for some, it doesn't work for others. So again, it's kind of a personal decision on getting the vaccine or not. One of those kind of deals. All right, let's go to Pat. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Calling concerning a condition my son has been diagnosed with called costochondritis. Mm-hmm. And inflammation in the chest between the sternum and the breast bone. And so it has been causing him tremendous pain. It got cleared away with some prolotherapy treatment, and it has recurred, and I guess I just want to know if there's anything that we recommend for this condition. Are thinking about acupuncture and reflexology.
The acupuncture and reflexology, I think, is a good option. The treatments can be very helpful and can, you know, of course, be beneficial. I think it's a good way to go. Personally, I mean, you might want to look into that, and of course you have a great find a good doctor or practitioner that can do that and understands it and knows kind of the direction to go. So that it always is a good option from an alternative side, for sure. Costochondritis, though, is, you know, one big piece of it is the manual manipulation of it, and I would find a good chiropractic physician. My opinion, I think they do great work. Of course, when you're dealing with costochondritis, they're probably one of the best to handle it. Because you can look at it from the muscular perspective, which a physical therapist could do. And, of course, they work on the structure, too. But I just think chiropractors are more trained in this area. So costochondritis may take a little bit of treatment for a few weeks or so, but usually it can get relieved very, very quickly. So you might want to get a consultation with somebody you know, or you can look at one of our wellness experts around the country. Maybe we can find someone as well. All right, so keep me posted, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, so don't fear. Even if you've lifestyled your way into getting sick, there's hope to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello, friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country, the 9th Annual Alive Expo. It's May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo, where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th Annual Alive Expo, May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary, must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Welcome back to the show. Quote for the day comes from Thomas Dekker. It said that sleep is the golden chain that ties health and our bodies together. Totally believe that. Absolutely true. They're saying child abuse injuries have risen. Really breaks my heart to hear something like that. But despite government agency reports suggesting a decrease in child abuse cases, new data shows that the number of children hospitalized due to serious abuse related injuries actually increased slightly from 1997 to 2009. In the new study, researchers analyzed U.S. hospital statistics from the KIDS inpatient database during this 12-year period. The incidence of the serious injuries due to child abuse, including fractures and abusive head trauma, increased by 4.9%. By contrast, Child Protective Service records show a 55% decrease in child abuse injuries in that time period. The new findings appear online October 1st and in the November print issue of Pediatrics, and many reasons could account for the apparent disconnect, said study co-author Dr. John Michel. He said, for starters, we're looking at the most serious injuries that require hospital stays, while others have looked at child abuse rates overall, he said. Well, there may not have been that many changes in the reporting of the injury coding, as well as the criteria for those who actually went to the hospital. The new data shows that the serious abuse-related hospitalizations are more common in infants under 1 year old. That's just unbelievable. If you've ever had a child, I don't understand that at all whatsoever. The rates of stress may be high in poorer families, and stress is linked to risk of abuse. No excuse, ever. Prevention messages must be clearer, louder, and heard in various settings, including healthcare, daycare, and parent support groups. He said to really make a dent in the rates of serious abusive injuries in children, a national awareness and prevention campaign is needed. So many children are injured by people who are not related to them. He said, be careful about whom you leave your kids with, and even if it's embarrassing to say, don't hurt my kid when you take care of them, he said, I often advise his parents to take five when they feel frustrated. Step back, take a deep breath, and walk out of the room. Whatever you've got to do. They said the findings point to the challenges of using any one source of data to track child abuse. But this was all done at the Cohen's Children's Medical Center in New York. Well, it's challenging to know that that's even on the rise and how people can even do that. It's just amazing to me. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call now or go online at getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. All right, let's go to Ann. Hi, Ann.
My endocrinologist has sent me a referral to get the gastric bypass surgery. I'm about 100 pounds overweight. I'm diabetic, and I have a lot of complications. And I've seen seminars. My friends have had it. I know it's a mental and a physical thing.
It is. Definitely mental. I don't know. You know, it's one of those deals where, and if you go into the counseling and you kind of know where you are with your lifestyle choices and your discipline, I just feel like anybody can really be successful at it if you're willing to make lifestyle changes and dig your heels in the sand and have a good team around you. Now, are you going to have that instant drop that you get doing it that way? No. I mean, the surgery is going to give you that surge and that instant, really rapid drop. But for the long term, you're going to have potential digestive issues. you won't be able to digest and assimilate your food as well as someone who did not have the surgery. And, you know, you really can go in and have a chance to really dig in and work. I mean, it took work to gain the weight. That's for sure. It took a lot of work to get there. But now at the end of the day, I mean, you really can get with people that can walk you through this process where you can get your health back and your life back. And that's what you want to see more than anything. So that's my hope for you. But anyway, for the surgery itself, I mean, are there complications? Yes. But for the most part, is it safe? Yes. And the doctors themselves are getting so skilled at the procedure that they're doing a great job. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. It's just, it comes down to what you want to do personally. Where do you want your victories to be, and where do you say, you know what, the surgery is worth it for me? Well, if that's the case, then that's where you have to go. And I would encourage you to just continue to do all the research that you can, because, I mean, it's a big decision. That's why they have the counseling session. So keep me posted how it goes. Scripture for the day comes from Jeremiah 29:11. One of my favorites, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and to give you a future." Dark chocolate is our food for the day. And, of course, I talk about it a lot. It's great for dopamine levels. That's our feel-good neurotransmitter. And it has the potential to lower blood pressure, improve blood circulation, lower levels of heart disease, and improve the function of cells which line the blood vessels. It also has the ability to defend the body against the destructive molecules known as free radicals. And it's incredible and against fighting against heart disease, stroke, and even some forms of cancer. And it improves digestion. So that's why maybe you kind of crave the chocolate after a meal. Actually, it has certain enzymes in it that will help in the digestive process. It has different bioflavonoids, which are known to be helpful and boost the immune system. It also has added properties of magnesium and copper, which are good for help regulating blood pressure and the overall heartbeat. And it's important in especially dopamine levels. So raising dopamine, which is a feel-good neurochemical, which keeps the body in check, keeps it healthy, and maybe, and this is possible, can affect testosterone levels too. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, regardless of what you're struggling with, regardless of whatever health challenge you're dealing with, there's always hope. Don't you lose it. That's what we're here for.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Ace here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.